I haven't usually heard the distinction between sati and sampajanya, that sati is more of a mind quality and sampajanya is more, you know, what we in the West call a heart quality. I think he says that in there, right?
Something like that.
I don't know if that was that clear distinction. Because he seemed to be kind of interchanging mind and heart. Some, it almost sounded like a talk from a mantra.
So these two terms he actually defines very clearly in these two sentences. A further development of attention is mindfulness, sati, the ability to bear a theme, mood, or thought, or sensation in mind. And then a complement to mindfulness is full awareness, sampajanya. Full awareness is the capacity to be alert and receptive, the ability to feel out what we're sensitive to.